Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. This is Dr. Thaddeus Venture, and you're listening to the Long Box Guys. Whatever that means.
We're on the road. We're going home to the place where wild nerds roam with pretty girls and dudes and kids. Going to cons is our escape. It's like Mecca for geeks in a star-filled sky where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly.
Hey, man, this is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from all those terrible Jay and Silent Bob type pictures, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Comics talk for comics fans.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of The Long Box Guys. With me, as always, are some of my very best friends since I was a very little kid. Josh, how you doing, and what are you drinking?
I'm doing pretty good, and I have a double IPA called I Have Promises to Keep from Treehouse.
Ooh.
Delicious.
That sounds like the beer a superhero would drink right there, buddy.
It actually, he brews the beer of the same name on his wife's his anniversary every year, but makes it a different kind of beer, but it always has the same name.
I have a promise to keep. That's nice. That is lovely. I like that.
That is lovely.
Yeah. If I made a beer on my anniversary, it would be called Strange Brew.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
That's good.
LT, thanks. LT, how you doing? What are you drinking?
I'm doing okay. I am drinking some Johnny Walker Green.
Why are you crushing? Yeah, and you're drinking it straight from the bottle. Johnny Walker Green is good scotch. You're just crushing it over there. Is everything okay?
I'm out of sleepy time pills.
Oh, all right. That's actually pretty bad for you.
So, I called my doctor to get some more on Friday, and they sent the prescription up to California to remind me that my mom's dead.
Was it near San Jose?
No, Upland.
Mikey, how you doing? What are you drinking, buddy?
I am doing much better than LT. I am drinking a Leinenkugel's Berry Shandy. It is tasty.
Berry, you say?
Berry. It's berry tasty.
Speaking of berry, aren't we talking about Wally West today?
We are. He is.
I swear to God, I thought his name was Barry for a second. I swear to God.
You were going with Barry Allen?
You were going with Barry Allen.
I was going with Barry Allen. That was it.
Nobody's
as fast
Speaking
as
of Barry, Wally West is a superior Flash, don't you guys think?
Yes, Wally's the fastest.
Wally is the fastest. So today, as you might have guessed from that terrible, terrible segue, we're going to be talking about Wally West, many people's favorite Flash. I think it's only fair to give this one over to Mike because he likes this character more than I think any of us. I mean, I know LT is a huge Flash fan, but a Wally West fan, I think Mike has proven himself to be the bigger one over the years.
One second. Josh?
Yeah.
You got to mute yourself if you're going to be doing that.
Kissing your wife, playing with...
No.
Sorry.
What are you doing over there, Josh?
Well, I got a bunch of new dice in the mail.
Ooh.
I was opening packages.
Yeah, you just can't wait.
Yeah, we understand. It's okay, actually. Screw you, Mike. The man's got new dice. Roll down bones, Josh, while Mike gives us a brief history and background of Wally West.
So Wally West first appeared in The Flash number 110 in December of 1959 as Kid Flash. And he actually became the Flash during Crisis on Infinite Earths, number 12, in 1986. He was created by John Broome and Carmine Infantino. A little bit of background. Wally West is the nephew of Iris West Allen, Barry Allen's, at the time, his girlfriend. And he wanted to be just, Wally wanted to be just like the Flash. And he went to visit Barry in the lab, and by an amazing coincidence, he got struck by lightning and doused in the same chemicals as Barry and becomes the Kid Flash. He has a sordid history. He doesn't really do a lot with Barry, occasionally teaming up, but mostly he has his own adventures in Flash comics. Later on, he becomes one of the founding members of the Teen Titans. And his character has to retire later on when the new Teen Titans are created during the Wolfman Perez run. It's interesting. Raven as an empath, actually manipulates Wally into having feelings for her, even though he didn't actually have them. Wally has always been kind of a schlub. In the earlier Teen Titans, he was in love with Donna Troy, and it was an unrequited love, and he was too shy to ever tell her feelings, and she was dating Roy Harper, who was much more brash and egotistical, and I always felt bad for him. And then when the new Teen Titans came out, I thought him and Raven were going to get together, but then it was the whole she's kind of manipulating his feelings. And then he got a heart condition, which actually made him have to retire as being the Flash. Then when Barry Allen sacrifices himself, he takes over the mantle, and he has an inferiority complex. He can't run as fast as Barry can, even though he's actually faster than Barry. And that leads him to a whole bunch of adventures in his own title. He eventually becomes a member of the Justice League. And during Mark Waid's run, they create the Speed Force. And while Barry Allen was actually the lightning bolt that created the Flash in a weird time loop kind of thing, Wally taps directly into the Speed Force, making him the fastest. Not only can he tap into it, he's the only one who's been able to pull himself out of the Speed Force, too, when he goes too fast. So, like I said, for over 23 years, he was the Flash until they decided, okay, we're going to bring Barry Allen back. And I thought that was if anybody grew up watching Justice League United or Unlimited, excuse me, or the Justice League cartoons from the early 2000s, that was Wally West. That was your Flash. And, he was voiced by Michael Rosenbaum. He was hilarious in that. He has kind of a good storyline as he develops a character arc where he marries his girlfriend, Linda Park, and they end up having children together. But when they create the new 52, they just rip them right out of the timeline altogether. And when he does end up coming back in DC Rebirth, he still doesn't know why. And worst of all, Linda Park has no idea who he is. He wasn't treated very fairly by the New 52's creation. They created a new Wally West instead of the classic Wally West, who is the current Kid Flash in Rebirth continuity. But he is also has become a Flash in Rebirth, or he was a Flash in Rebirth. He didn't get his own monthly title like Barry Allen had the Flash comic. He was a main character in the Titans comic up until when they read the lineup, and then Tom King killed him for no apparent reason in Heroes in Crisis. So Wally is just a great character. He's really good interacting with the supervillains of the Rogues Gallery. Just all around a great guy. Do you guys have any fond memories of Wally West? May he rest in peace.
Well, first off, not everyone's read Crisis. All right, buddy? It's only like 2 months out.
Yeah. He's dead, though. Dead.
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 Dead. Get over it. He's dead.
He'll come back.
Wally West was never a super mainstream focus of mine, but I did love all the old Teen Titans stuff, so I always enjoyed his kind of exuberant personality and his fun-loving ways in those comic books. I can't really pinpoint Wally West as someone I enjoyed more or less than anyone else in the Titans, though.
So Wally West had, it seemed to me, the most exacting control over the Speed Force compared to any of the other Flashes. If you look at, say, The Flash back in 2000 by Jeff Johns, The Flash by Jeff Johns, book one, Wally West is actually taking velocity away from objects and causing them to just kind of lose all of their velocity and inertia, and just, you know, bullets that were in midair just kind of drop. And he uses all of that velocity and gives it to other objects or uses it on himself. At one point, he gives Jay Garrick's speedster powers to Captain Cold and Mirror Master so that they can assist him as speedsters. You know, this is stuff that none of the other Flashes I've seen do. He just has such a mastery of the Speed Force. And I think that kind of separates him from Barry Allen and Jay as Flash. Am I right, Mike?
You are correct. Wally is the fastest, and he has the most control over the Speed Force. He's not only able to take speed away from other speedsters, but he's also able to give it out, as you mentioned. But I think what separates Wally from all the other heroes is the fact that he cared about the people that he fought. And a lot of his villains in his rogues gallery actually became allies for him later on, including the Pied Piper and Chunk and several others, right? Even Jesse James, the Trickster. You know, do you remember that cartoon where he goes into the bar and Jesse's sitting at the bar and he's like, Jesse, have you been taking your medicine? Because the dude's bipolar. He doesn't want to just beat up the villains and throw them into an asylum. He actually wants to help them, and he tries to help them get on the right track, which is very rare in comic books where you see a hero who cares about the villains he's fighting, so much so that the rogues had a line that they didn't cross because they knew they didn't want to cross Wally and make Wally upset. And in fact, later on, when the rogues kill Bart Allen, a.k.a. who was the Flash at the time, also known as Impulse, when Barry comes back, they find the guy who conned them into killing Bart, and they kill him and drop him off, not Barry, excuse me, Wally. They drop him off to Wally, like, here's the guy, it was his fault, please don't hurt us.
I did love that Jesse James back and forth. My favorite part of that was the very end, like, wait, you're just gonna let him sit there at the bar? He goes, oh, you're right, Jesse, finish that beer, and then right back to the asylum. Caught me again, Flash.
Now, that Trickster is Mark Hamill, right?
Trickster in the cartoon. Was Mark Hamill in... I don't know if he was in the cartoon, but he definitely was in the TV show.
In Justice League Unlimited? I don't know.
Yeah. I think Unlimited, Trickster is Mark Hamill.
Huh. It sounds like Mark Hamill. That's true.
I will look it up.
Look it up. If only if one of us had a mother box right in front of us. I think Josh is just stalling because he doesn't have any good Wally West stories.
So my Wally West is really – like I just didn't read the DC Comics. So my Wally West is the Young Justice Wally West who – spoiler alert, if you guys haven't finished the first few seasons, the third season is coming out soon. But so you should stop listening because I'm about to ruin something for you. He is really the only – he's the most meaningful conclusion of the whole two seasons, right? His death at the end is really – what everything sort of points to, works at. And while at some points during the storyline it's easy to forget, but really at the end of the day, I think he's the main character. He's one of the main characters. And at the end, he really makes the series impactful rather than just your typical teen TV hero cartoon.
Yeah, he's kind of like the heart of the Young Justice, right? He's always the one who's out collecting the souvenirs from their different adventures. He's always the guy who's trying to get everybody to get along with each other. Even the, Connor Kent is just a dick, but he's like, hey, Superboy, come on, let's have fun. Granted, he's a little bit skeevy. He's always hitting on the chicks, but that, he's a speedster. That's what speedsters do.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's going to be a Secret Santa at the Hall of Justice, Wally West is the guy. He's the guy making sure it happens. If the whole place gets decorated for Halloween, he did it in a flash.
Yeah. And plus, his relationship with Barry is awesome. If you guys do want to read a comic that's going to explain how important Wally West is to the DC universe, check out Rebirth. Number one, it's a one-shot where Wally comes back, and one of the most touching moments ever in comics is when Barry sees Wally, who's been trapped into the Speed Force and is able to pull him out of the Speed Force and back into continuity and suddenly remember him because he had forgotten about him. And it's just a tearful moment where Barry's like, how could I have forgotten you? You mean so much to me. It's just a great moment in comics.
It is. I agree with that. So one of the more, it's definitely one of those AT&T commercials where the dad finally calls the son who's gay and accepts him for who he is, and you just cry like a little girl.
I am actually tearing up thinking about when I read that comic the first time. I actually did cry. I cried. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Comic books that made you cry. We got our goat for next week.
That's right. It was Mark Hamill, by the way.
That was great.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Was that everyone giving us a little backstory or what their favorite Wally West were?
I think so.
That was a quick one this week. Plenty of time for our other segments. Mikey, my good friend, I read something that you recommended to me a couple weeks ago. I just finished Black Lightning Hong Kong Fooey. That was such a great pick for me personally, not only because I love the two characters, but also that was such a throwback, just team up comic book. That's all that was. It was just two superheroes teaming up, and it reminded me of the old, you know, when the Flash, not the Flash, when the Thing and Spider-Man would team up, or the Thing and anyone else on the planet would team up.
It kind of reminded me of a Luke Cage Iron Fist team up.
Oh, absolutely too. Yeah, sure, I got that. Racist.
Which got you know, Iron Fist got canceled, the Netflix series.
Yeah, and the worst part about it for me was how nonchalantly the actor played. He did not care. That son of a bitch did not care.
It felt like he didn't care.
I haven't seen season two yet, so
I am watching it right now.
He's probably just
the Daughters of the Dragon are awesome.
Sure, yeah. Agreed. The Drunken Master. Awesome.
You haven't seen season two yet. You're not even going to do it.
Josh said the iPod wasn't in the season two.
Doesn't matter. iPod was still better than him. I'll go with it. You fucking brought me over.
I knew the iPod.
You guys finally got me to hate something.
The iPod was definitely the key, wasn't it?
So in the front of the long box this week, I've got the Titans. It's the Rebirth, return of the Titans. It's the initial group is Omen, a.k.a. Lilith, Flash, a.k.a. Wally West, Nightwing, Aqualad, Tempest, and Donna Troy.
Who's Nightwing?
And Arsenal. Dick Grayson?
Dick Grayson.
Yeah. So the original Titans all get back together. It is a fun book, and even though Wally has lost Linda Park, she doesn't remember him. He's trying. He gets to talk to Superman. Superman remembers Wally because like Wally, Superman has also survived whatever threw off time and is one of the few people who remembers the previous universe and tells Wally just to hang in there. It's a really good issue. They fight some old villains like the Fearsome Five. They fight some new villains. It's a great run. It reminds me of the old Titans comics. These guys they're all friends and really old friends who have been through a lot together. So it's just a really great story. And Wally West goes into the Speed Force at one point, and he doesn't have that lightning rod of Linda to pull him back out of the Speed Force, but he realizes that the love of his friends is enough for him. And he... You know, there's a new Wally West in this continuity, so he's pretty much lost everybody he ever knew. And in order to – all he has left is his friends who are now his family. So it's a great story to read. If you like teen comics, the Titans is the way to go.
Excellent. Great recommendation. LT, what's at the old back?
Well, I wasn't really going to do my segment because you said that you had to get going, Tom, and you wanted to keep it short. But if you're going to make me do my segment, I'm going to say The Boys. Everybody should read The Boys.
Yeah, and they have children. They have a TV show coming out. Do you guys see the preview for it?
I have not seen the preview, but I heard it was coming out.
The preview looks pretty good, and I just can't believe that Simon Pegg didn't sign on.
Oh, they should have gotten Simon Pegg for it.
Yeah.
They asked, and he said he felt he was too old for the role.
Maybe he is for Wee Willie. But boy, oh boy, that was that would have been great. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's as good as the comic book. It's one of those comic books that I think might be really difficult to pull off, like The Pro. You know? But I'm looking forward to it. I'm sorry, talking about The Pro was a little tangential, and that's Josh's realm.
Well,
Josh,
before we go on that tangent, we probably should tell the listeners, if you haven't read The Boys, it is a superpowered agency who is tasked to keep the superpowered beings in check. Because really, they're out of control, and nobody could really do anything to stop them except for this government agency who makes sure that they don't kill too many civilians, et cetera, et cetera. That's the basic story. Sorry.
Yeah, every once in a while, they kick the snot out of a superhero to let them know who's in charge.
Yeah,
it's a wing of the CIA, and they'll use whatever means necessary to make sure that, the superheroes are keeping on track.
And before I go off on the tangent, I'm sticking with Mike's theme on the Titans and saying, did anyone see the first episode on DC Online of the Titans?
Yes.
What do you think, Mike?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was darker than I thought it was going to be. I mean, the previews made it look really ultra-violent. It's pretty violent, but it's more of a horror genre than, I'd say, an action genre, right?
Yeah, so far it's more American Gothic with superpowers.
Right.
So,
and I like where they're going with all those characters. You don't know exactly what's going on, who's behind what, and even if they're the good guys or not. They might not be.
They might not be. You don't know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm pretty sure they're going to be good guys.
Man. Really?
Are they going to be good guys or just good enough?
The good enough guys, I'd watch that.
Are they going to be good guys or are they going to be good guys that maybe the boys need to watch a little bit?
That too.
You had nothing.
Wow, man. The guy can't even go to sleep without drinking himself into a stupor, and you're going to do that to him?
Nice.
We're getting mail again this week.
Thanks, Tommy.
Does it have to be male? Can it be female? That's more male. That's more male right there. Right.
Now he's trying to create spoonerisms.
Yeah. So let's go on to plugs, guys. We have a lot of good stuff to plug, a lot of good stuff coming up. PensaCon, of course, just a couple of months away. We've already rented a beautiful Airbnb. We always look forward to that. It's one of our first of the year. Mikey, have we already put in for Wizard World New Orleans yet?
I was doing that tonight. So hopefully we'll be at Wizard World New Orleans January 4th through the 6th. And we'll see if they give us a fan table at this one. We had one in Philadelphia, so we'll probably have one here in New Orleans.
Always a good time. I like those fan tables sometimes. I thought the last one kind of worked out. It was a lot of fun. And we know we'll have at least somebody there the whole time, Mikey.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got to get my tattoo retouched. Josh, anything to plug?
Do I have anything to plug? Well, I'll say Friendly Neighborhood Comics because they're my local comic shop and that place is clean. And they were also nice enough to give all of you guys my discount when you showed up. So, you know, that's a good bunch of guys when they help you out.
They do. They were always real nice. Plus, that guy has a cool name. What's that guy's name again?
Slade. Yeah.
Tommy, what do you got to plug for me, buddy?
I'd like to plug geekorthodox.com.
GeekOrthodox.com.
Hi, Tammy. I hope your dog's feeling better.
GeekOrthodox.com, purveyor of fine t-shirts and other geeky things such as stained glass prints, Johnny Skywalker rocks glasses, stickers, and other stuff.
Yeah, if you haven't seen their stained glass static clings, those are really cool. If you're like a Doctor Who fan or Star Trek fan, you want to make your office look cool, check out their static clings and just throw them up on your window and you will not regret it.
Yeah, and I'm going to refrain from saying anything else because I already owe Josh like $4.
Yeah.
Well, Ian.
Ian. By extension.
By extension.
I would like to plug our own podcast. If you want to hear more about Wally West or The Flash, I suggest you go check out our past podcast, episode number 65. We talk about the Teen Titans. And in episode number 70, we talk about The Flash's Rogues Gallery. We should also thank Kirby Crackle for providing our geek rock music every week. You can check them out at kirbycracklemusic.com, or you can buy their stuff on iTunes or Bandcamp.
And also, let me plug our Patreon page. That's the Longbox Guys at Patreon, //. I can never remember. This week, last week we argued about, we talked about racist robots most recently. What did we talk about the week before that? Something hilarious.
Hilarious.
All I can remember from
Meaningful Deaths.
Meaningful Deaths. That was it. Good man. The only thing I can remember is MacGyver in the nursing home, home aloneing that place up in a segment you called Retivered, and and Mike called Retirement Home Alone. I just, the body count's what gets me on this one. Like 35 different nurses bite the dust as they are perceived to be enemies of MacGyver in this crazy nursing home romp.
I would watch that.
I would totally watch. I would watch hours of that. That could be a TV show. This nursing home could be sprawling.
I would pump in the theme music just to watch that.
And I think that about does it for us. Mikey, what is this podcast like to you?
It's like Drunk History for comics.
And Tommy, sweet, sweet Tommy, what do you got to say, buddy?
This may not be the podcast you desire, but it is definitely the podcast you deserve.
And Josh, New Orleans and Pensacon. Now, surely both of those places are your sector.
Both of those are my sector. I'm going to swoop my sector into one last plug for Lost and Foundry custom events. I'm going to one on Friday. They're just starting up. So Lost and Foundry events, that's my sector.
What event are they putting on?
It's their premier event as a company. It's basically a treasure hunt that leads you to a craft beer barbecue.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. I would do that.
So this is their first one. They've only invited friends and family to test out the theory and get it going. But once they get it rolling, they're going to be running it all the time. And I will let you guys know. And we'll do a little Lost and Foundry together.
Ooh. And if alrighty.
Speaking of that, if you're in the New Orleans area, you should check out 504 Craft Beer Reserve in New Orleans on Tulane Avenue. It is where I get my beer. It's very tasty, and they're very friendly over there. And we should also plug one more thing. Our fellow podcasters, Sammy Savage crew over at Who's Next Gaming and Losing Life's, great podcasts for all your sex robot needs and gaming needs. And, of course, the Nola Nerd Couple, our good friends. Hopefully they're doing better.
Absolutely. And You Create Comics on Facebook, our friend Victor Dandridge, kicking it back up into overtime now that he is off the primary con circuit. He's doing what he does best. He's killing it for everybody.
I would say he's no longer the hardest working man in comic books, but God damn it, he's still the hardest working, even with only 7 jobs to his name. Instead of the 9 that he had before, he's still the hardest working man in comics.
And if you want to check out his stuff, you can check out our Facebook page because we cross-posted some of his stuff on there.
What's our Facebook page?
The Longbox Guys.
Oh, wow. So yeah. All I have to do is type in the Longbox Guys into my Facebook search and that'll pull it up?
Yes, it will.
That's awesome.
I wish Twitter was that easy.
Well, our Twitter is that easy. It's just at the Longbox.
@TheLongboxGuys.
Is it? Wow, that's great.
And if you want to write into us, you can always write to luckybastard@thelongboxguys.com, where you can tell us what do you want to hear us talk about or what do you never want to hear us talk about ever again.
Hashtag racist robots.
And Tom, what do you always say?
What do I always say? I always say this. Don't diss what you hate. Just promote what you love. You'll live a lot longer.
I thought you were going to say the other thing.
What's the other stuff?
What's the other thing there, Tommy?
Well, I always hear you saying, shut up, Tommy, or be quiet, Tommy, or I hate that guy, Tommy, or God damn it, Tommy, or...
Or Josh Tommy, is a Jew.
Where are you guys getting this from? I'm the sweetest guy you know. All right. Sorry, yeah, Tommy. Sure. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? He's the sweetest guy.
Can you believe
it? Yeah.
Get him wrong. He's the sweetest guy we know.
Just remember, guys, I'm all Flash and Fury, signifying nothing. Ah! Got your Steinbeck reference in for you, you fuckface.
Well played, Tom. Thank you.
That doesn't.
I thought you were just trying to recall that one time you threw a fireball at my face.
One time. There are too many times to recall. Love you guys. See you next week.